Today's daf is Vachim Daf Chof Dalit, and we will begin 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, discussed Psulim, who it is that's possible to do the Avodah. The Mishnah mentioned Kabbalah, but as we've spoken out many times, Kabbalah Lav Dafka. Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, some other Avodahs as well. What it's really coming, lafuke is shchita, which lava voidehi, and as a result is kshera bizarre and is kshera by all psulim. Regardless, the Mishnah mentioned Yoishev as an example of apostles. So if the Kohen would do the Avodah, he's wearing the Begadim, he did Richot Yidayim V'Raglayim, he did everything right. But at the time that he did the Avodah, such as the Kabbalah, he was sitting. Says the Mishnah, the Avodah is going to be possible. Minolan, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kratz. Learned out from the following Pasuk. It says, Ki voy v'achar Hashem alikecha mikol shvatecha, lamoik l'shores b'shem Hashem, hu uvan of kol hayomim. Ki voy v'achar Hashem alikecha mikol shvatecha. Hashem chose Shevet Levi, specifically the Kohanim from within Shevet Levi, Lamoy to stand, Lishores to serve, B'Shem Hashem, Hu Uvonov, Kalayomim. We learn from there, La'amida B'chartiv, V'loy L'yeshiva. So says Rav Nachman, Ki Voy Vachar, when are the Kohanim, the chosen group? That's when they're standing. If they're not standing, they're not chosen. In other words, if they're not standing, they don't have a din of Kohanim. If they don't have a din of Kohanim, they have a din of Azar. Azar, that does the Avodah. The Avodah is going to be possible. So just like we spoke up by Mechusa Bigodim, Bizman She Bigdeyim Aleim Kunasam Aleim, Ein Bigdeyim Aleim, Ein Kunasam Aleim, it's in that same vein. Bizman Sheim Oimdim Kunasam Aleim. But ain oimdim ain kunasam aleim. Tana Rabban in a brayso. Lamid l'shores mitzvah. It says ki voy vachar Hashem lekecha mikol shvatecha lamid l'shores b'shem Hashem. It says lamid, which suggests that there's a mitzvah for a kohen to stand while he's doing the avodah. Shoymer ha'oimdim. When it says ha'oimdim, that's a second pasuk. V'shores b'shem Hashem lekav kichol echav halavim ha'oimdim sham lifnei Hashem. Shina olav akosav la'akiv. The second time that it mentions that a kohen has to stand, we learn la'akiv based on the rule in Seder Kachim that anytime it says something twice, it means la'ikuva. So says the Braisa, you know that if a kohen does the avodah while he's sitting, the avodah is going to be possible because it says the kohen has to stand, and then it says again the kohen has to stand. If it says it twice, shina olav la'akiv. That's how I know it has to happen twice. Now, at first glance, the Braisa would seem to be not the way Rav Nachman explained it. Rav Nachman said that why, if a kohen sits, is the avodah going to be possible? Because it says ki voy vachar lamoid. The one is a kohen have a din of a kohen if he's standing. If he's sitting, he has a din of a zar. It's not a drasha. It's not a limud. It's not because the Torah says the kohen has to stand that I know that if the kohen sits, that the avodah is going to be possible. It's more of a svara. That the only time a kohen is considered a kohen is while he's standing. If he's sitting, he's not considered a kohen. From the Braisa, it's not mashma that way. From the Braisa, it's a little bit more mashma that it's a drasha. The Braisa says, it says, lamoid. Okay, that means he has to stand. And it says again, ha'oimdim, shin olav akosav la'akiv. So at first glance, Rav Nachman, the Amoira, although he's not arguing in halacha with the Braisa, but he seems to be arguing with the Braisa in terms of what the makar is. Is it more of a svara, bizman sheim oimdim kunasam aleim, im oimdim ein kunasam aleim, or is it more of a limud? It just says that the kohen has to stand. It says it zum zweiten mal. As a result, I know she and all of akosav la'akiv. We'll see more about that in a minute. Amalei Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava told Rav Nachman, mech yoishev kizar dami. A yoishev, you said, is like gazar. Umachil avoida, and it's for that reason a yoishev that does the avoida is going to be possible. Again, Rav Nachman said it's not a drasha as much as it's a svara that the only time a kohen is considered a kohen is while he's standing. Memelo, when he's sitting, he has a din of a zar that does the avoida is going to be possible. Say, so, Emo, why don't we take this logic a step further and say mazar b'misa af yoishev b'misa? Why don't we say that just like a zar that does the avoida is chayiv misa, so to a yoishev that does the avoida should be chayiv misa? Alama tanya, why do we learn in the braisa? Avol oral oinin v'yoishev. What we need is yoishev inam b'misa. If they do the avoida, they're not going to be chayiv misa el b'azar. All it is an azar. Meaning, if you Rav Nachman hold that a yoishev is a zar, then just like a zar is chayiv misa, a yoishev should be chayiv misa as well. So the Gemara said, "Mishum dehavi mechusa begadim v'shloi rochatz yedayim v'raglayim shnei ksuvim abon ke'echod v'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echod ein melanda." Because there's two parashas in the Torah where the Torah says that a kohen that does the avoida in this state is going to be chayiv misa. One is a kohen that does the avoida without kiddush yedayim v'raglayim from the kiyah. The other one is a kohen that does the avoida mechusa begadim. The rule is shnei ksuvim abon ke'echod. ke'echad ein melamed. Ordinarily, there's an idea of mamatzinu. Mamatzinu is one of the yud gimel midas she'atayr nidrashes. Sometimes you have to make it a mahatzad, but there's an idea of mamatzinu. But when the Torah says something twice, it's almost muchach that the Torah held that there is no mamatzinu. Because if there's a mamatzinu, why did the Torah have to tell it to me a second time? Let it say it once, and I would know the second from the first. Elamai, when the Torah says something twice, that's a raya that there's no mamatzinu. Thus, the rule, shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, emelam. So says the Gemara, you can't tell me that a yoshev is going to be chayv misa if he does the avodah, because how would I know that? I would know that from mechosa begadim or richot yadayim v'raglayim. The problem is, they are a shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, v'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, emelamdim. But the Gemara says, there is a mandama that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamdim. According to him, why isn't the halacha that a Yoshev that does the avodah, not only is the avodah apostle, but he's going to be chayv misa? So the Gemara says shtuyayay and havi lishlishi, because really there's a third parish of the Torah where the Torah says that if somebody does the avodah in this state, he's going to be chayv misa. That's a kohen that does the avodah shtuyayay under the influence. If that's the case, we have now a third pasuk. The divrei hakoil in melamdim. Even the mandama that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamdim. That's only shnei ksuvim, but that's not going to be shloisha ksuvim. In other words, the Gemara said, "Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman." You Rav Nachman said that a yoshe that does the avodah, the avodah is possible. Why? Because it says kivoy v'achar Hashem alei ke'echad mikol shvatecha lamed le'amida b'chartiv v'loy liyeshiva. Meaning, when a kohen sitting doing the avodah, he doesn't have a din of a kohen. He actually has a din of a zar. So his question was, if that's the case, just like a zar that does certain avodahs, which avodahs? The other dalet avodahs. Zrika, haktara, nisach hayayin, nisach hamayim. He's chayim nisa. Then so too, a kohen that does the avodah sitting should be chayim misa. Lama tanya, why do we learn in a braisa that a yoshev is einam b'misa, ela b'azar? So Rav Nachman said, you know what the answer is? Because you have a shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, or even a shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad, the Torah says, "Mechusse begadim shloi rochti daim raglayim shdiya yaim bechol shnoi shnei ksuvim shloi shksuvim avon keechad ein melamdim." Break Rashi. The tuva kasha li begabo. I have many kashas on this Gemara. We'll just speak out the most obvious kasha, and that is, what was Rav's kasha to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said a svara. Rav Nachman said that a yoshev is a zar. So Rav told Rav Nachman, if a yoshev is a zar, and a zar is chayiv misa if he does the dalet avodah shechayiv and olei misa, so a yoshev should also be chayiv misa. What was Rav Nachman's answer? Shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad. That's all if you want to learn it from zar b'mamatzino. That's if you want to learn it from the chusse begadim, or from shloi rochati daim v'raglaim, or from shtuyayayim b'mamatzino. So that you're going to tell me, like we spoke out, whenever there's a shnei ksuvim or a shloisha ksuvim, that knocks out the ability to darsh in a mamatzino. But Rav Nachman isn't coming mikoyach mamatzino. Rav Nachman's tining a yoyshev is a zar. So if a yoshev is a zar, Rava's kash is gevaldik. Forget mamatzino. You're right, mamatzino you don't have. Because shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad. But forget about mamatzino. Without a mamatzino, if a yoshev is a zar, zar that does the avodah is chayv misa. Yoshev should also be chayv misa. And there's precedence for it. We spoke about it last week. And that is a mechusse begadim, the Gemara says in Perikan Estrofim, Sanhedrin, Pegim Alamed Beis, is also chayv misa if he does one of the dalet avodahs that the zar is chayv misa. And the Gemara says, why? Very simple. Because bizman she bigdeyim aleim, kunasim aleim. Ein bigdeyim aleim, ein kunasim aleim, vizar shavet chayv misa. So lechur, why do you say the same thing regarding Yoshev? It's Rashi, it's Kasha. So the halacha is that a kohen has to stand while he does the avodah. If he's sitting, it's going to be possible. Not only does he have to stand, but the Mishnah said, if he was standing on kelim, or he was standing on a behem, or he was standing on his friend's foot, and he did the avodah, possibly. In the time of Rabbi Shmuel, the ritzba of the Azorah had kedusha. The kli shores had kedusha. Ma kli shores lo yehei dobe chayis ben elubin kli shores. Just like the halacha is that the kli shores, the kohen had a hold directly. There couldn't be a chatzitza between his hand and the kli shores. Rashi says, because it says by the Kabbalah v'loka chakoyin shetehei lekicha be'atzmo yishol kohen af ritzpa lo yehei dover chaytzez ben elu mein ha-ritzpa. So too, when it comes to the ritzpa, he has to be standing directly on the ritzpa. If he's not standing directly on the ritzpa, it's going to be a chatzitza, it's going to be a problem. Tosfos incidentally learns, not like Rashi, that when the Gemara says ma kli shores lo yehei dover chaytzez ben elu mein kli shores, we're not referring to the kli shores as in the keli that the kohen did the kabbalah with, or the sakin that maybe the kohen had to use to do the shechita. But rather, we're talking about the big day kahuna, and that's something that you find many times in Masechet Zvachim that Big Day Kahuna were referred to as Klisharis. And by the Big Day Kahuna, we had the Brice on the bottom of Daf Yotesim and Aleph. There wasn't allowed to be a Chatzitza either. Al Koponim, whether the Limud is from the Klisharis or the Limud is from the Big Day Kahuna, there's an idea that the Ritzpah, which is also Kadosh, the Kayin had to be standing on directly. There couldn't be a Chatzitza. So if he's standing on a Keli, or he's standing on a Behema, or even if he's standing on Ragli Behema, Ragli Chaveroi, those are all examples of chatzitzos, and as a result, the avodah is going to be possible. Says more of a tzricha. The Mishnah had to give us three examples of chatzitzos. The Yashbin and Keli had it only said Keli Mishnah Dalami did the Basr. I would have thought that's a chatzitza because the Keli is not Basr. Avo Behema, the Min and the Basr, but Behema, which is a type of Basr. So it's the same Min as the Koyen. Emolai, maybe that's not a chatzitza. Yashbin and Behema had it said that a Behema is a chatzitza to loy Min of the Adam. So though it's flesh and bones, but it's Min of the Behema. A person is a person, not a Behema. But if a kohen is standing on his friend's foot, the Adam who his friend is like him, that the same min, I would think, hey, Maloy, it's not considered a chatzitza, it's richa. So that's where the Mishnah covers its bases and says that whether he was standing on a keli or on a behema or ragli chaveri, they're all example of chatzitzas. The halach is, it's going to be batani. What if the kohen was standing, one foot was on the ritzpah to azara, and the other foot was on a keli? So if both feet are on a keli, that's the mission. The shaila was, what if one foot was on a keli and the other foot was on the ritzpah? Or raga achas alo evan, rachas alo ritzpah. One foot on the ritzpah, the other foot was on a stone. Right. Kol shili not to likely to not to evan. Yochalamad aragle achas. What would be if you took away the keli, if you took away the stone? If you'd be able to stand on then what foot? The avidasik shir. Then avid is going to be kashif im lav. But if by removing the stone or removing the keli, the kayin's going to fall, avidasik psula, then avid is going to be possible. By Rav Ami, another shaila nid. What would be if one of the stones on the Ritzvah Zazara fell out of place? It got detached from the floor, but it's in its place. And the kohen's standing on it. So the kohen's standing on the floor, but he's also standing on the Evan. It's on the floor because the Evan is part of the floor, but it's on the Evan in the sense. Exactly. But it's on the Evan in the sense that it's detached. So do you look at it as if he's standing on an Evan? Do you look at him standing on the Ritzvah? So the Gemara is like, if they didn't have in mind to re-cement that stone and put it back in place, it's poshid, it would be like Raglay Achas Alo Evan, or if both of his feet are on the Evan, then for sure it's going to be possible. What's the shaila? The daita the chavra, where they had in mind to connect it, to attach it again. What's me, do you say, give me the title of the Chabad, being that they have a mind to attach it, as if it's already attached. Right now it's not attached. Good. Reb Zuti, boy, Reb Zuti had a different shayla. Boy, Reb Ami, he said the Reb Ami's shayla was, Nekriho Evan, the Omad Bim Koima Ma. What would be if the Evan was removed and it was in its place? Maikami Boyle, what was the shayla? Ki Kaddish David Ritzpah El Yoyna Kaddish, when David HaMelech was Mekaddish the Ritzpah's Azara, was he only Mekaddish the top of the Azara? Oidilma Adla Aris the Tahima. Right, what happened over here was he's not standing on the Evan. What happened is the Evan was removed and he's standing in the place where the Evan had been previously. So in the first Shaila, the Evan was removed, but the Kohen's standing on the Evan. In this Shaila, the Evan was removed, he's not standing on the Evan anymore. So he's on the Ritzpah Sa'azara, but there's a Guma, there's a little ditch, because where the Evan once was, the Evan is no longer there, and as a result, it left a little hole behind it. So what's the Shaila L'chura? The Shaila is David HaMelech, who was the one that was Mekadesh, the Ritzpah Zohazara, was the only Mekadesh, the Avonim, that upper level, but anything underneath the Avonim is not Kaddish. If it's not Kaddish, it's that the Kohen is not standing on Admas Kaddish. I do my Adla Aris, the time of Kaddish. Or maybe he was Mekadesh all the way down to the bottom. So the Gemara says, V'tiboyule kol ha'azara kula. If that's the case, why is the Shaila, if one Evan was removed, why didn't Rav Ami clear the Shaila if all the Avonim of the Ritzpah Sa'azara were removed? Does the Ritzpah still have Kedusha, or does it not have Kedusha? Meaning, Rabbi Zuti said over in the name of Rav Ami, Rav Ami, Klara Shaila, Nekroha, Evan, Va'om Abim Kamen. Evan was removed, the coin standing in the place where the Evan used to be. Is it a problem or is it not a problem? We're trying to understand what the Shaila was. It says the Gemara, if Rav Ami's Shaila was, if his suffix was whether David HaMelech was only Mekadesh, the upper level, or he was Mekadesh, Ad De Tahoima, if that was his Shaila, then he should have cleared the Shaila, not where one Evan was removed, but rather where all the Avonim
were removed. So says the Gemara, so you have to say that La'olam pshita way that Aris the type Mekadosh. Must be Pashit then, that really David HaMelech was Mekadosh all the way down to the Tahan. What then was the Shaila? Meaning he was Mekadosh up until the Tahan. So just because the Evan was removed, the Kohen that's standing on the Ritzpah in the Gumo, where the Evan used to be, he's still standing on a Makom Kodesh. So if he's still standing on a Makom Kodesh, what's the Shailah? Is it Derech Shiris to stand in a ditch? Or is it not Derech Shiris to stand in a ditch? So maybe this more general idea that when the Kohen does the Avoid, he has to do it. But Derech Avoid, maybe that's what the Mechayev would be. Derech Shiris Pekach, ain't Derech Shiris Pekach. And the Gemara says, Teiko. Either way, so we had an Amid Gemara that discusses the Halach of Yoshev. Kohen had to stand while he was doing the Avodah. Not only did he have to stand while he was doing the Avodah, but there couldn't be a Chatzitza. So he couldn't be standing Al Gabi Kalim, he couldn't be standing Al Gabi Behema, he couldn't even be standing Al Gabi Ragli Chaver. What if one foot was on the Ritzpah and one foot was on an Evan or on something else? That was one Ibai in the Gemara. What if he's standing on the floor, but the floor was removed, it's just in its place? Another shayla in the Gemara. What if they removed one of the stones and now he's standing in the ditch? That's another shayla in the Gemara. There's some pekus here, but the bottom line is that's the halacha. The halacha is that the kohen had to stand. The kohen was not allowed to sit. Now the emes is a lot to talk about raid wise on this Gemara, and this is something that the Gemara already discussed at the very beginning of the parak. In the beginning of the parak, where the Gemara was trying to figure out how we know that a zar, the first halacha, a zar that does the avoda is possible. The second halacha was an oinin that does the avoda is going to be possible. And the Gemara brought Mekairis and Kalvachairis and Sadashavis, Remesharshia in both sugyas. Both in the sugya that discussed the Makar that is Zar that does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible, and in the sugya that discusses an Oinin that does the Avodah is possible, said, you know, I know it, Kalvachairim mi Yoshev. Ma Yoshev Sha'oichel. Im Avad Chilel. Zar She'ena Yoichel. Ena Din Shem Avad Chilel. Ma Yoshev Sha'oichel im Avad Chilel. Oinin. So there was a Kalvachayman from Yosh. Because although a Yoshev is not allowed to do the Avodah, that's the Gemara that we just learned, but you were allowed to sit while you ate Kachem. That's in contrast to a Zar who's not allowed to eat Kachem and an Oinein. Can't even eat Maisel, or Yichalti Ba'oinim Mimen. So a Zar and an Oinein who cannot eat Kachem have to be L'chura more Chamed than a Yoshev. Because you're allowed to sit while you're eating kachem. You just can't do the avodah. That Ramesharshia held was the makar. In one Ibai Yisem in the Gemara, it's only with a mahatzad from Chada Mehanach, without going into the Cheshbonos from Daf Tezayin Amenal. But there's a very important Tosis over there that we didn't speak out on time. Tosis on Daf Tezayin, it's a one-line Tosis. We usually speak out the one-line Tosis. Tosis says, Uma Yoshev Sha'oichel. Zok Tosis, Kigoyim, Bemuram Mekachim, Ubechar. It's the sixth Tosis on the Amid. When could a Kohen eat Kachim while he's sitting? Mura Mekachim or a Bechar? Mura Mekachim, Kipshuta is referring to the Chelik of the carbon Shlomim that was Nachal and a Bechar. So Tosfos says there's two examples of when you were allowed to sit while you were eating Kachim. It's very mashma from Tosfos that those are the only examples. L'chura, why? Achatas was Nachal and Asham was Nachal. There were many Karbanas that were Nachal. So if there were many Karbanas that were Nachal, why does Tosfos say, Ma Yoshev Sha'ichel is B'murim Mikachim U'Bachar? What happened to all the other Karbanas that were Nachal as well? So we'll just speak out the Ma'ar Makom now, and Yetz Hashem, at the end of the week, we're going to come back to this. Says Tosfos, says the Shita Mekubetzes, on the side, the Ibishar Kachim, because all other kachim were nechal. Where they were nechal in the azara, and we know ain yeshiva bazara elu malchus beis level bavad. So being that the chatas and the asham, for example, only nechal bazara wasn't shayach to eat it. So if it wasn't shayach to eat it, because ain yeshiva bazara elu malchus beis level bavad, so bal karchach it wasn't shayach to eat it sitting. So when is it ever negeya to eat kachim sitting? Only if you're eating kachim, that's nechal chutz lazar. That's kachim kal. So Rashi gave examples of kachim kal. But as it relates to kachim kadoshim, being that it had to be eaten in the azara, there's a bazundere issue. The issue of ein yeshiva bazara elo lemalchus beis davar b'vad. So the kohen saivi couldn't eat it while he was standing, either while he was sitting. Either way, zok digimara vaiti. So the last halacha of the Mishnah discussed whether a Kohen is allowed to do the Kabbalah mit the linker hand. Could he do it with his left hand? The Mishnah said, Kibel b'smoil posel. Rab Shimon says, it's okay, you could do it even with your left hand. Zok t'gemar, Kibel b'smoil posel. Rab Shimon machshir, Tanu Rabbanon. The Pasuk says, regarding the carbon chatas, I'm reading from the side. V'lokach ha-koye midam ha-chatas be'etzboi. V'nosan al-karnois mizbach ha-oilo.
So you know that the zrika of the Karben Chatas was done differently than all the other zrikas. All the zrikas, the Kohen would take the Mizrak, that's the keli where the dam was, and he would push it in the direction of the Mizbech, dam would come out of the Mizrak, it would land on the Mizbech. The Karben Chatas was done differently. The Kohen would take his finger, he would put it inside the dam, and using his finger, he would do the zrika. By the chatas pnimi, the Torah says tefillah. By the chatas chitzayna, it doesn't say tefillah, but it all doesn't say tefillah mefurish. It's sort of suggested. The Gemara in the first parak had a nafkamina, maybe if you could be mefagel b'shas tefillah. If you had a machsheves pigel b'shas tefillah. And one of the stadim in the Gemara said, it could be there's a chiluk between the chatas pnimi, where it says v'toval, thus it's an avodah chshuva, versus the chatas that was born in the mezbeach achitzim, where it doesn't say v'toval. But al kaponim, that's the way the zrika was done. This pasuk describes that. It says, "V'lokach ha'koyin midam achatas betzboy." The koyin is going to take from the dam achatas with his finger. We're discussing a chatas that was born in mizbech achitzoin. The nosan al karnes mizbech oila. He's going to put it on the corners of the mizbech oila. The esdama yishbach yisoid mizbech ha'oila. Now, when the Torah says "V'lokach ha'koyin," although literally what it means is he takes his finger and puts it into the dam. V'lokach over there really means the avodas hakabbalah. Chazal, Darshan, V'lokach means Kabbalah. When it says V'nosan al karnois mizbach ha'oila, what it means is Davodas Azrika. So essentially what the Torah is saying is V'nosan V'lokach ha'koyim midam achatos. The Pasuk is mentioning the Avodas HaKabbalah, that's boy. And then it says, V'nosan al-karnas ha-mizbeach. So Zok Debrai, Satan Rabbana be'etzba v'lokach. It says that the v'lokach has to be v'etzba. We learn from here that the Kabbalah has to be done with the right hand. It says, again, it says the word be'etzba between the word velokach and the word venosan. So we darshin it both ways. Velokach akoyim midam achatas be'etzboi. That the velokach, that's the Kabbalah, has to be be'etzba. And it says, be'etzboi venosan al karnes mizbach ha'ilo. Venosan means zrika. We learn from there that the zrika has to be done be'etzba. Says the b'raisa, that means that the Kabbalah and the Zrika both have to be done with the Amin. And the basis for this is something that we're not going to see really until Amid Beis. But the Gemara says on Amid Beis that wherever it says in the Torah the word Etzpa, it always means be Amin. Wherever it says Yad, it means Yamin. Wherever it says Etzpa, you mean Yamin. How do you know? We learn from the parsha of Mitzayra. By the Mitzayra, it says Yodei Hayamonis, Oizin Hayamonis. But the point is, we learn from the parsha of Mitzayra that wherever it says Etzpa or Yad, it always means Yamin. So if the word the Etzpa is going back on the Lokach and it's going forward on the Nasan, and etzpa always means yamin. So zoch the tana kam in the brisa melamish leite kabbalah lebi yamin melamish leite nesina lebi. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues v'chi nemer yad bekabbalah. Reb Shimon said, does it say yad bekabbalah? Ela beetzboy. What it says is beetzboy. V'nos shleite nesina lebi yamin. Hayovale nemer yad bekabbalah kibel b'smal kosher. Reb Shimon says no. It does it say yad bekabbalah? What it says is beetzboy v'nosan. So we learn from here from beetzboy on the v'nosan that the zrika has to be b'yamin, but hayovalei nemer yad b'kabbalah, being that it doesn't say by kabbalah, kibbal b'smal kashin. That's the makar to Reb Shimon Shita and our Mishnah that kibbal b'smal is going to be kashin. But Reb Shimon's statement is very, very difficult to understand, and the Gemara jumps on it right away. Reb Shimon Mamonav, what does Reb Shimon hold? If Reb Shimon holds the gzeira shava from mitzayra, which would tell me that every time it says etzba and every time it says yad, it always means yamin. Kibbalei nemer yad b'kabbalah may havi. Who cares that it doesn't say yad? It says etzba, and etzba also means yamin. V'less like gzeira shava. Elamai doesn't hold the gzeira shava mi mitzayra. Ki nemer yad the kabbalah may havi. So even if it would have said yad by kabbalah, Reb Shimon says it doesn't say yad. Ki ilu it says etzba. That sounds like what Reb Shimon is saying. What is the chiluk between yad and etzba? Why would yad mean yamin? Because we learn it from etzayra. We learn etzba from etzayra too. So manav shach. It doesn't say yad, it says etzba. Why should that be a svar? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, loyim less gzeira shava. Reb Shimon doesn't hold the gzeira shava mitzayir at all. V'achi kamen, this is really what Reb Shimon meant to say. V'chi nemri yad yaminus bekabbalah. Yad would mean nothing. Etzba means nothing. The only way I would know Kabbalah needs to be with the right hand is if it said v'lokach ha'koyin b'dam achatos be'etzboi hayamonis or be'yodai hayamonis. And being that it doesn't say that, that's how I know. That's what he meant to say. In Chanami, he doesn't mean it says etzba, not yad. Yad versus etzba. They're the same thing, because either you learn from it so you don't learn from it. So what he means to say is it doesn't say mefurish yad yamin. I'm only rabba, but then how do you understand the second part of Reb Shimon? Ihochi afilu nesina nami. Reb Shimon says kibbal b'smoil is kosher, but nosan b'smoil is pasul. Why is Nasan b'smoy apostle? It doesn't say. It just says be'etzboy v'nasan l'kindness b'smachoylo. It doesn't say be'yodei ayimon. It's va'oy. The lesser Reb Shimon zayir shava. Can we even entertain the possibility Reb Shimon doesn't hold it zayir shava? Time learned to the price Reb Shimon. I mean, come on, Reb Shimon yad in eliyamin. It's bein eliyamin. We know for sure Reb Shimon holds it zayir shava. Elos the Gemara says, my rabbi, loyim misle zayir shava. Really, Reb Shimon does hold it zayir shava. V'hachi kamen. This is Reb Shimon meant to say. So again, Reb Shimon holds it zayir shava. Wherever it says yad, you learn from its soyer that it means the right hand. Wherever it says etzba, you learn from Mitzoyra, that it means the right finger. So what did Reb Shimon mean when Reb Shimon said, Hoyo v'loy nemer b'yad, that's why Kabbalah b'smol is going to be kasher. He meant to say, v'chi nemer yad b'kabbalah, hoyo v'loy nemer yad b'kabbalah, ela etzba. The pasuk says, v'lokach ha'koy midam achatas, not b'yadoy, it says b'etzboy. Said Reb Shimon, v'yefshu l'kabbal b'etzba, it's impossible to kabbal with etzba. You can do Zrika with your etzba. That's how you do Zrika, with the etzba. But could you do Kabbalah? Kabbalah has to be done with a klishar is. How are you going to hold a klishar is with an etzba? So, you'll be actually kabbal be'etzba, keep up a small kosher. Says Reb Shimon, avada is gzeirah shava. And based on gzeirah shava, be'etzba means yamin. And really, if it was possible to entertain that the pasuk is that says be'etzba is referring to the Kabbalah, if be'etzba is going back on the lokach, I would, in fact, be my chiyach from here, that the loch is kibbul b'smayel as possible. But I know be'etzba is not going on the lokach, because the lokach means Kabbalah, and how can you do Kabbalah with your etzba? Elamai, be'etzba is going only on the nosan, which is the zrika, the hazah, being that it's only going on the zrika, so only the zrika has to be b'yamin. But the Kabbalah doesn't have to be b'yamin. But the Gemara says, why are you telling me it's not possible to do Kabbalah with a finger? It is possible. You have a handle on the klisharis. Klisharis could have a handle. It has a handle, you could hold it with your finger. So if you're holding it with your finger, mekabalah. So mechatesi be'etzboy is not going back on the lokach. So if Reb Shimon holds it exer shava, how do you know it's an exer shava? Number one, because Reb Shimon says mefurish that the zrika has to be b'yamin. Obviously, he holds it exer shava. Number two, we know from another brisa. We know Reb Shimon Shita is Reb Shimon holds it exer shava from its seder. So why then kibbul b'smol is possible? He said hayov alei nemer b'yamin. What does he mean? It says v'lokach hakoy midam achatus betzboy, and it says betzboy v'nasa, and it sounds like both the Kabbalah and the zrika. And don't tell me because you can't do Kabbalah with your finger. You could do Kabbalah with your finger. Elamir Abaye b'mikra nidrash lefanov ula achrov komifugi. You know why Reb Shimon holds kibbul b'smol kosher, and you know why the Chachamim hold kibbul b'smol is possible. They're arguing mikra nidrash lefanov ula achrov or mikra nidrash. Right? Only la'achrov. Look at the top Rashi inside. Reb Shimon, some Reb Shimon holds, mikra nidrash la'achrov aloy lefanov. If you have a word that's tucked away between two verbs, and it could be going back, and it could be going ahead. So the halach is, you move it back. La'achrov aloy lefanov. Hilkach, etzba is an v'nosan dechsiv basreikoi. V'loya v'lokach dechsiv lekameh. Rabbanon sabri, mikra nidrash lefanov al'achrov. So Rabbanon hold, mikra nidrash lefanov al'achrov. So it says, v'lokach hakoy midam achadus be'etzboi v'nosan. Be'etzboi is going lefanov, it's going back on the lokach, and it's la'achrov, it's going on the nosan. Reb Shimon holds mikra nidrash la'achrov aloy lefanov, so it's going on the nosan, it's not going on lefanov. Either way, so we have a machlokes in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, where the kibbul b'smol is kosher, kibbul b'smol is pasul. What's the talion? What's the makar that you should need yamin b'shas avoida? It's this pasuk by the korban chatas. V'lokach hakoy midam achatas be'etzboy v'nasa. And wherever it says etzba, I learn from etzoyra, means yamin. So if etzboy is going on v'lokach and v'nasan, so I know v'lokach, which is Kabbalah, has to be b'min. I know v'nasan, which is Rika, has to be b'min. But if etzba is only going on v'nasan, not on v'lokach, so I know the Zrika has to be b'min. I don't know the Kabbalah has to be b'min. The Chachamim will mikra nidrash lefanov ula achrov. So etzba is going on the achrov, which is v'nasan, and the lefanov, which is v'lokach. That's how I know kibbul b'smol is possible. Reb Shimon holds mikra nidrash la'achrov v'loy lefanov. So etzba is going on the v'nasan, it's not going on the v'lokach. Sounds good. And it's for that reason I know that kibbul b'smol is going to be kosher. Zok the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, mafka midavua, umafka midrabana. The time you learn to the brisa. There's a brisa where Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon chimed in to these halachas of kibbul b'smol, and it's mavur for Reb Shimon that he didn't, Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, that A, he didn't hold like his father, and that he didn't hold like the Chachamim. The Tanya, what's this price? Was Reb Shimon Omer, called Makom Shalema Etzba b'Kabbalah. Anytime it says Etzba by Kabbalah, Shina b'Kabbalah Pasul, B'Nesina Kasha. Now, Kol Makom is a little bit of a misnomer. But the point is that when it says in the Torah, Etzba b'Kabbalah, what it means to say is that the Kabbalah can't be with a Shinoi, it can't be b'Smoil. The Nesina could be b'Smoil. Fakir for Reb Shimon.
Zrika b'smoil is going to be kosher. Kabbalah b'smoil is going to be possible. The chol malkin shenema etzba b'nesina. And wherever you have the word etzba by nesina, there it's the opposite. Shina b'nesina possible, but b'kabbalah is going to be kosher. Hecha nema etzba b'nesina. So we know where it says etzba b'kabbalah and not b'nesina. That's the pasuk that the Gemara brought, the pasuk that we've been discussing. We'll see that in a minute. Where do you find etzba b'nesina? D'chsiv v'lo kachta midam apar v'nesata al karnois ha-mizbeach be'etzba echa. And that's in the parsha of the Miluim. And the Torah is clearly talking about v'nesata al karnois ha-mizbeach be'etzba echa v'kasava mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lefnei fanov ulach. So what does Reb Loz Reb Shimon hold? Reb Loz Reb Shimon holds that mikra nidrash, not lefanov ula achrov, not la'achrov v'loy lefanov, but rather lefanov V'loyla achrov, and also v'loyla fneifonov. Got that? So we had a machlokes. I don't think so. We had a machlokes. Rav Shimon l'chachavim. Rav Shimon said mikra nidrash la'achrov v'loyla fonov. That's why when it says v'loka chakoy midam achatas be'etzboi v'nasan, be'etzboi is going on the v'nasan. So only the zrika has to be b'yamin, be'etzboi. But the Kabbalah doesn't have to be. The chachavim said mikra nidrash l'fonov v'la'achrov. So the word etzboi is tucked away. It's between v'loka chakoy v'nasan. It goes both ways. So the zrika has to be b'yamin and Kabbalah has to be b'yamin. Kibbul b'smail pasul. That's Pshat Tanakam in our Mishnah. Rav Loz Reb Shimon holds just the opposite. Mikra nidrash l'fonov and not l'achrov. So you move it back, you not move it forward. Additionally, mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lefneifanov. Two nafkaminas. Number one, this pasuk. V'loka chakoy midam achatas betzboi v'nasan. Betzboi goes lefanov, not la'achrov. So it's not going on the zrika. That's why Zarek b'smoil is kosher. It's dafka going on the Kabbalah. That's why kibbul b'smoil is going to be possible. Clearly, Reb Loz Reb Shimon is not like his father, Reb Shimon. It's just the opposite of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's shita is kibbul b'smoil kosher, zarek b'smoil pasul, because mikra nidrash lef achra v'loy lefanov. Reb Loz Reb Shimon holds just the opposite. He holds kibbul b'smoil is pasul, zarek b'smoil is kosher, because he holds mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lach. It's also not like the chachamim. The chachamim hold both have to be b'yamin, because mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lach. Where's an egeya that mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lefnei fanov? That's a different pasuk. That was in the parsha of the Miluim, and the pasuk over there says v'lo kachto midama par v'nosata al karnes hamizbeach be'etzbo echo. So it says v'lakachta, which is Kabbalah, and then it says v'nosata, which is Rika, and then it says be'etzbo echo. Rabbi Loz Reb Shimon says mikra nidrash lefanov. That's Hashita. So etzba is going back on the v'nosata, and that's how he knows in this pasuk when it related to the miluim there, this Rika had to be done b'yamin. So even though by a chatas it didn't have to be done b'yamin, but by the miluim it did have to be done b'yamin. What about the Kabbalah? No. Isn't it mikra nidrash lefanov? Lefanov v'loy lefneifanov. And being that it says v'lokachto, then v'nosata b'itzba'echo, I could take b'itzba'echo and move it lefanov to the v'nosata, but I can't bring it lefneifanov to bring it to the v'lokachto. We're not done. Wherever it says the word etzba, the word kohuna, it always means derech the hand. So wherever the Torah says that a kohen should do something, it means with his right hand. Wherever it says etzva, even not in the context of koyin, at first glance, it means b'yamin. Now, kasolka da'itin tarti b'yamin. Now, first the Gemara thought not that way. That it means that wherever it says etzva and kohuna, both, then it means yamin. K'dichsiv alokach ha-koyin midam ha-chatos be'etzboi. Like this pasuk that we've been discussing, the pasuk that describes the chatos, it says v'lokach ha-koyin, and then it says be'etzboi, it says koyin and etzba, v'yalof mi-metzoyra, and the makar is from metzoyra, d'chsiv v'tov ala-koyin es-etzboi ha-yamos. Being that the makar, that etzba means yamin, is from metzoyra, and there it says koyin and etzba. So wherever it says koyin and etzba means yamin, otherwise it doesn't mean yamin. Fake the Gemara, but I have a kasha vari kmitza, like sivela kahuna. By kmitza, it never says yamin. All it says, I'm sorry, it never says yad. It never says etzba. All it says is koyin. But time we went to Mishnah comments, but small parcel, elamarava, oy etzba, oy kahuna. What it means is oy etzba, oy kahuna. Anytime it says that a koyin is going to do something, anytime it says do something with an etzba, it means be yamin. So kmitza, even though it doesn't say etzba, but it says the Kohen has to do the Kmitza. Being that it says the Kohen has to do the Kmitza, I already know that it has to be done. The halacha of the Evarim, where it says Kohuna, but now we learned in the Mishnah, the right foot of the animal was in the left hand of the Kohen. So what do you see? That even though it says Kohen, but he's still allowed to do the avodah with his left hand. So bishloima, if koyin in and of itself doesn't mean yamin, it's only koyin ve'etzba, so it doesn't say etzba, it doesn't say yad. But being
that we just said, Elo Amar Rava, oy etzba oy kahuna, that either etzba or kahuna is going to be enough. So Abaya asked Rava, like he always did, I don't understand. How are you going to understand the halachis? Over there, the halach is he's allowed to do with his left hand, and it says, I thought kayin always means the right hand. So the Gemara says, when is it true that kayin means the right hand? That's if the avodah that the kayin is doing is ma'akiv kapara. Dum yodim mitzayra. Just like the avodah of the mitzayra, from where we learn that kayin and etzba means with the right hand, is discussing the mitzayra is doing something that's ma'akiv kapara. But halach is evarim, that's not ma'akiv kapara. The haktar itself is not ma'akiv kapara. So that's how I know. That's why over there, even though it says kohen, it can be done with the left hand. Faith of Kabbalah. Dichsiv bu kahuna. Vidavar ha-ma'akiv bi-kapara. Hu v'tanam we learned in the Mishnah. Kibal b'smoil pasol. V'rab Shimon machshir. Now we said, that why does Rab Shimon hold that the Kabbalah could be with the left hand? Because Rab Shimon holds mikra nidrash la'achrav. V'loy lefana. So you don't have the word etzba. But Taina's Abaya, if you, Rav, are going to tell me you don't need etzba. It's oy etzba oy kayin. It definitely says that the Kabbalah has to be done by a kayin. V'lokach ha-kayin midam achatas. So if kayin is enough, you don't need etzba. It's oy etzba oy kayin. Now we don't understand Rav Shimon. It's a hundred kushel l'duchte. We had a whole pshat in Rav Shimon. Now why does Rav Shimon hold kibbal b'smel kasher? Because the whole makar that it should have to be b'yamin is because it says etzba. And it says etzba between the Kabbalah and the Zrika. And Rav Shimon holds mikra nidrash la'achrav v'loy le'fonav. But if you tell me that koyin is also a mechayef for yamin, it's oy koyin oy etzba. It says v'lokach ha-koyin. So if it says v'lokach ha-koyin, even Rav Shimon, so what's pshat in Rav Shimon? So the Gemara says Rav Shimon tarti boy. Rav is going to be moida that Rav Shimon holds you nidol. So it's only in the Chachamim that it's oy oy. But Enoch and Ami, there is a sheet that's Rav Shimon. It must be. Because Rav Shimon holds kibbal b'smoil is kasher, and the beer in Rav Shimon must be mikra nidrash la'achav alei lefanav. I, it says koyin. Obviously, Rav Shimon holds koyin is not enough. I, don't we learn from Mitzayra? Yeah, we learn from Mitzayra, koyin and etzba. But if it says only koyin or only etzba, that's not going to be enough. Faith to Gemara, is that true? But time we learn to the Braisa. Me by Rav Shimon Tarti. Rav Shimon Oymer, kol makam shenem ayad, in el yamin. Etzba, in el yamin. It sounds like yad or etzba is enough. You don't need tarti. So if you don't need tarti, etzba or yad is enough to teach me yamin. Koyin should also be enough to teach me yamin. So again, hajr kushal l'duchte, why does Rav Shimon hold kibbal b'smoil is kasher? Doesn't it say koyin? So the Gemara says, etzba lo'i bayi kahuna, kahuni bayi etzba. Etzba lo'i bayi kahuna, etzba alone is enough, but kahuna itself is not enough. Elo koyin lomali. Why does it say koyin? The way Rashi explained this Gemara's kasha, look at Rashi, b'kabbalah. Why then did the Torah say v'lokach ha-koyin midam achatos? Doesn't it say already v'krivu b'nei yaharin ha-koyanim v'amamar zu kabbalah sadam? We know kabbalah has to be done with a koyin. So the Gemara is asking, why did it say the word koyin in this pasuk? V'lokach ha-koyin midam achatos betzboi. B'shloimov is coming to teach me yamin because it's oy koyin oy etzbas. I understand why the Torah wrote the word koyin, but if you're telling me that koyin boy etzba, so it's not coming to teach me the halacha of yamin. So why then did it say koyin? To tell me that Kabbalah has to be done with a koyin? Everyone knows that. You know that from the Aftalot Amad Aleph already. This is Kachem 101. Everyone knows that the Kabbalah has to be done with a koyin. So the Gemara says, b'kihuna, it's coming to teach me that the koyin that does Kabbalah has to be wearing big dekuna. Don't I know that also? Isn't that Daf Yud Zayin of the days? Mechusa begodim, so take a look at Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. We're varfing a little. That's more than one line. Take a look at Tosfos. It's Vachem Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. And Tosfos over there asks the Kasha. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Varei Zrika, Zayin Kasaba El Kuhuna. By Zrika, it only says Kahuna Vitnan, and we learn Zarak Bismail Pasol. Why is Zarak Bismail Pasol? L'chayra, all it says is Kahuna. So if all it says is Kahuna, then you're telling me Kuna alone is not enough to be Mechayev. Aloy Palag Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't argue. L'chayra, Rav Shimon should argue. Rav Shimon should hold that a regular Zrika, where it never says anywhere the word Yad or Etzpa, the halacha should be that Bismail should be kosher. And we don't find that Rav Shimon holds it's kosher. Ella Michaels, it says Kayan, but you tell me Rav Shimon holds Tarti Binan. I'm Rabbi Apollyk Bebrice. Even though in the Mishnah it's not Mefurish, in a Bryce read it is with Tanya, Kibbal B'smoil Pasol Rav Shimon Machsher, Zarek B'smoil Pasol, V'Rav Shimon Machsher. Zok the Gemara, Ella Hodom Arava, Yad Yad the Kmitzo, Rego Rego the Chalitzo, Oizen Oizen Liritzio, Lomoli. It says in the parish of Mitzayra, Yodei Hayamanis, Raglei Hayamanis, and Oizen Hayamanis. And we learn from these three words a limud. Yad,
teaches me a gzeira shava that kmitza had to be done with the right hand. Regel teaches me a gzeira shava that chalitza had to be done with the right foot. And oizen teaches me that a nirtza, an eved ivri that became a nirtza, they drilled his right ear, not his left ear. The shayla is lamali. What's the kasha lamali? Two word Rashi. Yad b'kmitza. The kasha is from kmitza. Why do I need a gzeira shava for kmitza? It says koyin. So once it says Kayin, why do I need the Gzeira Shava? The Gemara, Midirabba Bar Bar Chana Nafka, Chava Koymitz, right, that's the Kashim, Midirabba Bar Chana Nafka, Dokkuna Ksiv Zok Rashi, and for the Gemara, I needed Chava Koymitz, Chava Kiddush Koymitz. One to tell me that the Kmitz itself had to be done with the Yamin, and the other one, after the Kayin did the Kmitza, he took the koinets, he put it into a klisharis. That was the equivalent thereof of which avoid the Kabbalah. So that, how do I know that that has to be Biyamin? That I learned from Yad Yad. Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, that holds that there was no Kiddush koinets. Who's this Rav Shimon? Rashi says, Menachas Tav Chavav. Ulamandam Rav Shimon Nami Bayi Kiddush. And Hagam says, the Gemara, there's a man that holds, Rav Shimon holds, you do need Kiddush koinets. But Bismail, Achshure Machshir, but it's okay with the left hand. Yad Yad Rava Lamali. So according to Reb Shimon, why do you have the Yad Yad? What am I doing with the Gzeira Shava? Meaning, according to Reb Shimon, we only have one Kmitza. Because according to Reb Shimon, the second Kmitza, either you don't need, or if you need it, you can do it with your left hand. So obviously the Gzeira Shava Yad Yad is not coming to teach me something about taking the Kmitz and putting it into the Klisharis. So again, if that's the case, why does it say Yad Yad? Maybe you're going to tell me the reason it says Yad Yad is to teach me the Kmitza itself. Now, that makes a lot of sense, Reb Shimon. You're going to tell me because it says Koyin? But that's all good in the Tanakhama if you're holding Cheshbin that holds Oy Koyin, Oy Etzba. But according to Reb Shimon, that holds Tarti B'Inon. So according to Reb Shimon, I don't know from the word Koyin, Koyimitz. So Adarab, it's beautiful. I need the Yad Yad, this special Gzeira Shava, to tell me, according to Reb Shimon, that the Kmitza itself. But the problem is, Reb Chiyam Nafka, Reb Yudabred Reb Chiyam Nafka, Dom Reb Yudabred Reb Chiyam, my time is Reb Shimon. How does Reb Shimon know that Koyin has to be done with Dimin? My Krok, Koydish Kadosha, Mikha Chatas Kadosha. Oiv de biyad, oiv de biyamit, kechatas. Bal oiv de bikli, oiv de bismail, ke osham. But the bottom line is that he learns from kechatas that the kmitza, being that he's doing it with his hand, he had to do it with his right hand. So as I have a drasha for it already, if I have a drasha for it already, I don't need this kzeir shav of yad yad. So tomorrow, in this chelo koymitz minchas chayte, it's coming to teach me the halacha of koymitz of a specific the minchas chayte. Who was the minchas chayte? That's the baal carbon oil of a yoreid that had to bring a carbon bedali dalas. So his mincha was brought ala chet. What chet, either Shvuas Eidos or Shvuas Bitoy, etc. But the point is, over there, I need to know that the Kohen did the Avodah with his right hand. So, I would have thought, I'm Reb Shimon Shleya Kabani Mahudar. Kikom, it's Lovis Mel Nami Teskasha, being that Reb Shimon said that there are certain things that we did to make sure his carbon wasn't Mahudar. So maybe he should do it with his left hand. Kamash Malon, then no, even that Koimitz was done with the right hand exhale. So before we end, I just wanted to go back to the end of last week, really into Shabbos' daf, even though we're learning Monday's daf, but we're learning it on Sunday. So in the spirit of a hashtag Sunday-style daf, just to speak out a little bit of raid that we left on the table last week with regards to the kier. So the kier was very much the topic of the second half of the daf last week. We discussed the halacha that a kohen that does the avodah, who wasn't rachat zedayim v'raglayim, number one, the avodah is possible. Number two, he's going to be chayv misa. A kohen first had a wash his hands and his feet from the kier, and if he didn't wash his hand and his feet from the kier, the halacha is that the avodah was going to be possible. Now it was mavur. The Gemara said on Daf Chav Beis that even though the katchila, the kohen was supposed to do richos yidayim v'raglayim from the kier, but the kier wasn't ma'akid. It didn't have to be done from the kier. If the kohen wanted, he was able to do it from any klisharis. As long as the klisharis was bifnim, it was toich chaymez da'azara, it was going to be kosher. A klichoyel bifnim was possible, a klisharis bachutz was possible. But as long as the kohen was doing the richos yadayim v'raglayim from a klisharis bifnim, if he could check off those two boxes, even though it's not being done from the kier, the halach is, it was going to be kosher. I saw a Meir Simcha Meshech Chachma, right in the beginning of Parashas Kisitza, brings a gevaldige remez. The pasuk says, Vayidabre Hashem al Moshe Leimor, V'asisa kier nechoshes, V'chanu nechoshes l'rachza, V'nasata oisai ben oyo moyet, listen to this, U'vein abizbe, Vinasato Shama Moyim. Says Rameh Simcha, it should have said Vinasato Boy Moyim. What's Vinasato Shama? V'nosata boi mayim. Sakrim ayah simcha, because really the kir wasn't ma'akev. So you didn't have to put the mayim boy in the kir. It didn't have to be in the kir. What was ma'akev? The mokim was ma'akev. It had to be bein oyo mayim u'bein ha'mizbeach. That's why the pasuk emphasizes v'nosata shama mayim vir, meaning that mokim. That's what's ma'akev. The klisharis itself is not what's ma'akev. It's the mokim that's ma'akev. The bottom line is that the koyin was able to b'di'evet al kolponim do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. He was able to do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim even from a keli that was not the klisharis as the kiyor, as long as it was not from a klisharis. But again, there's one caveat. The caveat is that it had to be inside the makam hamikdash. It had to be v'nasato shamamayim. So the makam of the kiyor was ma'akif. But the kiyor itself was a ma'akif. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, is discussing the Chomesh Tfilos and the 10 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur. And the Rambam says as follows, Kol HaTfilos HaElu, all these Tfilos, V'HaKiddushon Kulon, and all the Kiddushon, the Mikdash, had to be done in the Mikdash. And the Rambam says, you know, I know that Shinem HaTzonotah from a Pasuk. It says, V'Rochat Es Besorei B'Mayim, B'Mokim Kodesh. It's in Parshas Achrimos, it's in the Parsha of the Kohen Gadol. And from that Pasuk says the Rambam, I know that the Chomesh Tfilos and the Eser Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur had to be done by Malkin Kaddish. Right, the Brisker Rav in Sefer on this Rambam here in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippur Beis Alocha Gimel. That's mashma from the Rambam that the Rambam had a special makar in the parish of the Avodah of Yom Kippur that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur had to be by Malkin Kaddish. It says V'Rochatz as Besorei B'Mayim. B'makim Kodesh, really based on a sugya Masechtes Yuma Daf Lamed Beis, but there's a big machlokes of showing how to learn that sugya. But the Brisker Rav says in the Rambam, it's very clear how the Rambam learned it. The Rambam said that pasuk is the makar that the Chomesh Tfilos and the 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim had to be B'makim Mikdash. And Frank the Brisker Rav, why did the Rambam need a special pasuk in the Avodah of Yom Kippur to tell me that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim had to be B'makim Mikdash? It's a sugya Mefureshes Zvachim Daf Chav Beis. We learn from there that although the kir is not ma'akiv, but the makim akir was ma'akiv. It had to be b'fnim if it was done b'chutz. So was possible. Zaysay Meris, every Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim had to be inside the Makom HaMikdash. So if that's the case, why does the Rambam need a Bezunder in Makar to tell me that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur had to be in the Makom Kaddish? Why would you think it should be different than all Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Says the Brisker Rav, and I quote, V'hanira lumoit ulohichiach mizeh. D'hanuch Kiddushin shol Yom HaKippurim be'ikar dinon Shanyon hei midin kiddush yadayim v'raglayim shol kol hashana. V'shnei dinei kiddush yadayim v'raglayim heim ba'atzmuson. Chodo din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim ha'omer b'chol ha'koyanim. Shehu ha'kosa b'parshus kisisa. V'sheines din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim shol koyin gadol. B'yem ha'kipurim ha'omer b'parshus achrimois b'krod v'rochatz as besore b'amayim. D'mafkin alei v'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim k'deivanu misugyu diyuma. Says the Brisker Rav Eistois that the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that the koyin gadol did in Yom Kippur was choluk b'yisoid Shnei dinim nifrodim heim v'chalukim heim be'atzmusam from the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that every kohen had to do before he had to do the avodah. Memeila says the Brisker Rav. So k'day t'chamina that maybe the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole year that had to be done dafkim b'makam hamikdash. But the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Yom Kippur maybe dina acheres is bo. And if that's the case, I would have thought that maybe that doesn't have to be b'makam mikdash. Says the Rambam, there's a special makar. It says v'rochatz es besore b'mayim v'makam kodesh. And the Brisker Rav says that the emes is there's a makar to the prince to this principle from Yerushalmi. The Mishnah says in Masechtes Yuma, kol yoyim kohen gadol mekadesh yadav v'raglav marakir. Every day, if the kohen gadol chose to do the avodah, he would be mekadesh yadav v'raglav in the same place that every kohen was mekadesh yadav v'raglav. What was that place? It was the kir. V'hayoyim Yom Kippur was different. Hoyim mekadesh min akitoin shel zahav. He would do it from a kitoin shel zahav. Yerushalmi brings a machloek is Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yoisa. When the Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol was mekadesh yadav v'raglav not from the kir but from this kitoin shel zahav, is it referring to all 10? Or, says Rabbi Yosef, I don't think it's referring to all 10. It's only the latter 9. Chutz mikiddush rishon. The first one had to be in the kir. Zok de Brisker Rav, one thing I see in this Gemara, that there's a chiluk between the kiddush rishon that even the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur versus the other 9. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is very simple. Because the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur is the regular din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that every Kohen had to do before he started doing the avodah. So it's the algemein of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It's like gara from an ordinary kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And just like the ordinary kiddush yadayim v'raglayim had to be done in the kir, it's So even the Kohen Gadol had to be done in the Kiyur. This Chiddush, that the Kohen Gadol, Hayoyim, did it from the Kiddush and Shazah, that's only Negeya, the other nine. Because the other nine are Chalak. The question is why? Why is the Chalak? So B'Skurav doesn't explain it in Sefer, but in the Shiurim, they explain it B'Tuf Tam. The Sfar is very, very simple. What was the Yisoid of the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? It's Gevaldik. We spoke this out a few times last week. We even spoke it out in the Machshava last week. That is that in order for the Kohen to be fit, in order for him to be mukhshar, to be able to do the avodah, he had to bathe himself first. Only a dying raglayim, not his whole gof. And it had to be from water that was kaddish, it couldn't be pasubalinu, b'yoytze. It had to be from the kir, the katchiva. But the point is that the kohen had to be mukhshar himself, prepare himself to be roi, to do the avodah. And the way he made himself roi to do the avodah was by being mekadosh yad v'raglav from the kir. He had to do that one time. As long as he wasn't masich das from the avodah, he was good to go for the rest of the day. The emes is the Kohen Gadol also didn't have to do that more than one time. Kohen Gadol didn't have to be machshir himself more than one time. Once the Kohen Gadol was machshir himself in the morning, he was done. Eid is a halacha of another nine Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Vaistois, the Brisker Rav held. That's midin. Not being machshir the Kohen to do the Avodah. It's midin the Avodah Gufa. That's Avodah. Do a lot of interesting and different Avodahs that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. One of the Avodahs that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. But it's chaluk b'yisoid of the Algemeiner Din Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, because whereas the regular Din Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is to be machshir the Kohen to do the Avodah, over here he doesn't have to be machshir himself once he was machshir. He has to be machshir himself 10 times. So once he was machshir himself, he's done. Elamai, it's within Avodah. And B'Skurav brings a raya. You know what the Rav's raya is? The Rav said the last Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim was done at the end of the day, after the Kohen Gadol takes off his clothing for the last time. He does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. What's he being machshir himself for then? The Teretz says nothing. It's not midin hechshir Avodah. It's midin Avodah. The Gufa, the says the chiluk between the first Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of every kind the whole year and the other nine of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur was is that the ordinary Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is to be machshir the Kohen to do the Avodah, and that's even true for the first of the ten of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur as it relates to Avodah, that was Avodah. So that's why it could be there's a chiluk that the first one had to be done from the Kir, because the Kir, the whole chetz of the Kir was to be machshir. Yes. That's why it's in Parshas Kisisa, Maritz HaSoivis, the Noshim, etc. The other nine were done from the Kitin Shazav, because this is already Avodah. The Avodah of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is not in the Kir. The Avoid of Kiddush, it's not a Din in Yom Kippur, it's a Din in the Avoid of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The Din Avoid of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is Kitin Shelzov. V'Arai, it's not a Din in Yom Kippur, because the first Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur is done from the Kir. It's a Din in Avoid. Avoid was done from Kitin Shelzov. The Kir is mere function is to be Machshir. The minute Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is in Avoid, it's not in the Kir anymore. It's in Parshas Kisisa. It's not in Trumat the Tzav. It's Gevaldik. But Al Kaponim, that's the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav. A Gevaldik Yisoid that even though the Kohen Gadol was Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav 10 times on Yom Kippur, but it's Choluk Bi Yisoid, like the Brisker Rav said, the Chiluk, the purpose of the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that every Kohen had to do the whole year before he did the Avodah, and the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did, the 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. That's the first order. The second order is the Gemara said, twice, on Daf Yutes on the base, and on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Kol kiyor she'ein boy kidei l'kadesh abo koyhanem imenu ein mekadshem boy. Any kiyor that didn't have enough water in it to be mekadesh for koyhanem is a possible kiyor. I mean, how much water did the kiyor have to have in order for it to be kosher? Enough for the one koyin that was using it? No. There had to be enough for koyhanem. How do I know that? It's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. The pasuk says, v'rochatsu mimenu Moshe ve'aharon uvanov es yideim ve'es ragleim. So Moshe and Aharon are two. Uvanov, Elazar v'Isamar are two. So what you're left with is four. Now you're left with that was addition, not subtraction. So you have four. Thus we learned this halacha that kol kiyush emikad lekadosh abo kehanim imenu emikachem. But Rashi and Daf Yutes on the base says as follows: Zok deheliger Rashi Moshe ve'aharon train. Ubon of train. So Rashi, was Moshe coming to the Kiyur? Moshe wasn't a Kohen. Sha'af Moshe Kohen Hoya, B'Shivis Yimei Amelu. Moshe was a Kohen during the Shivis Yimei Amelu. Va'af Agaftalai Kiyur Nubavas Achas. So Rashi, if that's the case, Moshe was the Kohen when? During the Shivis Yimei Amelu. Aharon Ubon of the Kohen when? B'Shmini Lebelu. So no, never Kohen at the same time. Miu Kro Lahachi Midrash. However, it's a Drosha. The Drosha says, Moshe Aharon Ubon of. So we learn from there that it has to be enough for four people. But then Chanami, it's not Four, because that's the way it was. It was never that way, says Rashi. It was never was Moshe Aharon Avonav. Because Moshe was during the Shivat Yimei HaMiluah, and Aharon Avonav was Miyayim HaShmini Ve'elach. Take a look at Rashi in Parashas Pekudei. So Rashi on this pasuk. V'rachatzu mimenu Moshe ve'Aharon Avonav. Yoyim Shmini Le'Miluah, hushfu kulam le'kohuna. On the Shmini Le'Miluah, they were all kayhanim. V'targumai v'katshun minei bai b'yayim kiddush Moshe imam. So on the Shmini Le'Miluah, they were all kayhanim together. The Keren already asks the Stira in Rashi. Here Rashi says that they were never kayhanim at the same time. It doesn't matter. Afal pishul ikenu b'vasachas. It's a drasha. Rashi in Parashas Pekudei, Rashi al-Tayr says not that way. So we seem to have a Stira between Rashi al-Ashas and Rashi al-Tayr. But the Emes says Rashi al-Tayr is tzorech iyun. What does that mean? Yoyim Shmini Le'Miluah hushvu kulam l'kuna. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kayin on the Shmini Le'Miluah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the kayin on the Shvi'i Be'emelun. It wasn't kayin at that point. He handed over the torch. It went from Moshe over to Aharon. So some say that maybe Moshe in the morning was the kayin, but it was until the fire came down, that's when Aharon became the kayin. But at first glance, Divrei Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Pekudei are tzrichen iyun. But the truth is, it's only tzarich iyun if you're not familiar with a sugya. And Masech Tzvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, and Daf Kuf Beis on the Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Koyin Gadol, V'choylik B'kotshe Shemayim Hoya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyin Gadol, and he was choylik B'kotshe Shemayim, and the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. And the Gemara bombs away at Rav. Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyin Gadol. I mean, every little child knows Aharon was the Koyin Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Koyin Gadol. How could you say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyin Gadol? And after many kashes, Zokta Gemara Kitanoi, it's really Machlekes Tanoim. The pasuk says, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe. That's when Moshe is refusing to accept upon himself the shlichus to go be the one that's going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Shulman Karcha Oimer, Kol Charein Af Shebetayr Nema Bay Roshem. Every time the pasuk says, Vayichar Af Hashem, something happens. Something bad goes down. Vizelay Nema Bay Roshem, nothing bad happened. Even though Hashem got angry at Moshe, nothing bad happened to Moshe. Shulman Karcha Oimer, no, that's not true. There was a Roshim. Aharon, Achicha Alevi. Aharon, your brother, the Levi is coming. Aharon Alevi. Valoi Koyin Hu. Elamai Hachi Kamar. Ani Amarti At the Koyin Hu Levi. You were supposed to be the Koyin. He was supposed to be the Levi. Achshav, who Koyin At the Levi? Now Aharon's going to be the Koyin, and you, Moshe, are going to be. So don't say there was no Roshim. There was a Roshim. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be Koyin. Because of what happened, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe, it was Oyser Roshim, and as a result, Moshe becomes the Levi, Aharon becomes the Chachamim. When the sky, Moshe Elishiv is Meir. I disagree with that whole drasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, true, wasn't the Kohen. He was Kohen for 7 days, and he was supposed to be the Kohen for 7 days. Meaning, not like Shem Baicha. Shem Baicha said he was punished. He wasn't punished. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be the Kohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu never lost his kuna. Aye, what does it mean? Also by Roshim, you know what the Roshim? The Roshim was that his children lost the kuna, but Moshe himself was always a Kohen. Shenemar uMoshe Israel Kim Bonav Yikaru Al Shevet Halevi. Moshe V'Harim B'Chayhanav U'Shmuel B'Koyrei Shemai. See. Moshe v'Aharon b'Chayanav. Moshe, Pashi, you learned during the Shiva Simei HaMiluah. That's when Moshe was the Kohen. Aharon was the Kohen from the 8th day of the Miluah on. But it says, Yeshayimrim here in this Braisa, Loi Pascha, Kohuna, Elamizari, Shomoshe. So Rav said on Dafka Falaf on the base, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol v'Chayil b'Kachin Shemayim Ayo. Says the Gemara, aye, we have 500 Rayas, not that way. Ketanoi, it's really Machlokes Tanoim. There is a Shita Yeshayimrim in this Braisa that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. Meaning it wasn't just Aharon was a Kohen. So again, Padra Luduchte, in terms of this Rashi says, and we learn from here that the Kiyar had to have enough water that four Kehanim should be able to do Richot Tidai Braglai. And how do I know that? Because Moshe, Aharon, Uvanov, all B'yayim Shmini Le'Miluim were Kehanim. And they all used the Kiyar. So you see, that's how much water it has to have. Moshe was a Kehan B'yayim Shmini Le'Miluim. I thought he was only Kehan during the Shiva Simei HaMiluah. Yeah, that's what we thought. But when you learn the Gemara in Zvachin Daf Kabez Amin Aleph, you know the rest of the story. And the rest of the story, it's moving very, very clearly. It's the Sheet of Yesh Oimim in the Braisa. It's also Sheet of Zrath. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. So you have these two Rashis. Rashi in Zvachim Yotas Amin Beis seems to be learning like the Sheet is on Daf Kabez Amin Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu was only Kohen for Shivas Meir Meluah. He wasn't Kohen from the Yom HaShemini Ve'elach. Whereas Rashi and Parshas Pekudei seems to be learning, like Rav Shita, like the Shita of the Yesh Oimrim, and that Braisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact a Kohen, like Paska Kohuna Elamizari. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself was always going to be a Kohen. One of the kashas that the Gemara asks on Rav that says that Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol V'Cholik B'Kachay Shemayim Hayah is from the following Braisa, Meisvei. Miriam Mihiskira. Miriam was a Mitzayra. In order for a person to be a mitzayir, a kohen has to paskin that the person's a mitzayir. So who is the kohen? Im time a mitzayir skira. If you're going to tell me that Moshe was the one that was his skira, Moshe zaru. Moshe was a zar. So if Moshe is a zar, you need to be a kohen. The ein zar roya sana god. Im time a harin. Oh, very simple. A harin is skira. A harin karifu. Harin was a kariv. The ein kariv roya sana goyim. So the brisa says abshai. And that's one of the kashas that the Gemara asks on Rav. It's a mefurish brisa. The brisa says, all right, whose kashas? That's the Gemara's kashas. That's one of the Gemara's kashas on Rav. How could you tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen? It's a mefurish brisa that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fit to be the one that was maskir Miriam. Why? Because he's a zar. The ein zar roya sana god. But the marshan, that Gemara asks a different kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fit. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a zar. The ein zar roya sana god. Maybe Aharon was the one that did it. Aharon couldn't do it either. Why not? Because Aharon karifu. The ein karif roya sana god. Freita Marsha, why do you have to say that Moshe was a zar? It's really controversial once you're learning that sugya that Moshe's a zar. Say better. Moshe was also a karif. For the same reason, for the same price that Aharon can't be the one that does it, Moshe can't even do it. Just like Aharon is a zar, Bechura Moshe is a zar as well. Since you do it, the Velt says over, the part of the series that brings it, the Velt says over from the Ostrov Segoyan, that the Ostrov Segoyan said a charifus based on a bakanta yisoid from the Maral. It's bakant. It's particularly in yeshivish circles because the Shev Shmaitza quotes this maral in Guri Aryeh in his Akdama. The emes is, Aharon was a karev to Miriam. How could Aharon have been a karev to Miriam? Gershin is garek and cotton chanel dummy. This happened after Matan Torah. B'shas Matan Torah, the Yidden were Megayer. So the Chura of Gershin is garek and cotton chanel dummy. How Aharon and Miriam, brother and sister. So the maral asks the kasha, and the maral says that being that we know kof aleim harkigiyas, so when the Yidden were Makabal Torah, they were Makabal the Torah b'kfiya. Meaning they weren't Makabal b'ratzen, they were Makabal Torah b'oynes. Gerus ba'oynis doesn't create a gershin eskayik kikotin shenel adami. So it's true, gershin eskayik kikotin shenel adami is true. But that's only if the gerus is berotzen. But lu yitzuyur, you'd have a gerus bikfia, you wouldn't have gershin eskayik kikotin shenel adami. You know when that lu yitzuyur played out? It played out by Maimon Har Sinai. Because the Yidden went mekabel the Torah, but it was kof aleim har kigigis, I mean that it was kof aleim har kigigis, e meshivan al adrush. Being that it was kof aleim har kigigis, it's for that, it's for that reason that it was done by Oynis. If it was done by Oynis, there was no Gershon Iskariot Kekotin Shenel Adami. If there was no Gershon Iskariot Kekotin Shenel Adami, said the Ostrov Tzigayin. Why was the Gerus B'kfiyah? Why was it by Oynis? Because it was Kofa Aleim Har... What does that mean literally? Hashem took Har Sinai and he put it on top. But that was all true for the people that were under the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. To me, that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. So there was no Kof Aleim Har Kigigis. If there was no Kof Aleim Har Kigigis, his Gerus was Beratzen. If his Gerus was Beratzen, so it comes out he's not a Karev. He's not a Karev. It's Yosef. It's Min Yosef the Marashas. I said Ein Meshiv and Allah Josh until after the Shiv. Hey, that's why. Sazak the Ostrov Tzigayin. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Lamaila Min Ahar. So for him, there was no Kof Aleim Har. So it comes out that his gerus was done berotzen. If his gerus was done berotzen, his gerus in his garik could cut in shenoy ladami. If his gerus in his garik could cut in shenoy ladami, so you don't have anything. But he's not a karev. Dafka Aharon, whose gerus was done beroynis, it's his. It's dafka his that you have this halacha. we'll leave some raid on the table. But before we end, I just want to say that today's daf is being learned to Ilu Nishmas, my grandfather, my father's father, Reb Tzvi Betzalel ben Reb Moshe Aaron, who was Nifter Chof Aleph Iyar. Today is his fifth yahrzeit. It's also being learned Leilu Nishmas, my grandmother, my mother's mother, Maraz Henya Masha, Bas Reb Shloim HaKoyen, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, Chof Iyar, 13th yahrzeit. I just wanted to say one thing. You know, my grandfather was Mishamish B'Kedusha in the Shema Shabbos Beis Medrash for about 40 or so years. And he used to always tell my father that he didn't miss a day of work for about 40 or so, a crazy amount of time. And he said that he held, the reason was, is because he was Oisik B'tzarchi Tzibur B'amunah, and the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Scharim V'yasimim Kol Machla V'yirpel Chal Gufam, and he was Zaycha because he was Meshamish B'kdusha, the amount of Minyanim and Omen Yehesh Me'rabas that go on a daily basis in Shema Shabbos Beis Medrash, and he was really from the founding fathers of the Beis Medrash, and he felt that he had the schus of being an Oisik B'tzarchi Tzibur B'amuna, and he was Zaycha Taviyas Mehem Kol Machla V'yirpa L'chol Gufam. So I'll just tell you something that I heard from Rabbi Yanko Gutman. He said over that he heard a kasha from Vosner. Listen to this kasha. He said in Shemayna Esrei every day, slachlon, and then afterwards, a few brachos later, you say Rafa'enu. First you ask Hashem for slicha, for forgiveness, and afterwards you ask Hashem for Rafa'enu. So you ask, and how come in the bracha of Misha Derech Aviseinu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, so we say, V'chol Misha Iskim B'tzar Chitzibu B'amuna, HaKadosh Baruch Yushal Leim Scharim, V'yosem Ehem Kol Machla, V'yirpa L'chol Gufam, and only afterwards you say, V'yisach L'chol Avoinam. Why is this say the Faker? In Shmayin Esrei, you say, first Slach Lanu, and then you say, Rafa'enu. And when it comes to the Misha Derech, first you say, V'yosem Ehem Kol Machla, V'yirpa L'chol Gufam, first you say, Rafa'enu, and afterwards you say, V'yisach L'chol Avoinam. So he said that Shmayin Esrei, when a person davens, he's davening for himself. When you daven for yourself, you're supposed to have in mind first your ruchnias, and then you're supposed to have in mind your gashmias. So first you daven to Hashem, achlanu, Hashem, forgive me for the averus that I get. You refuas hanefesh, and then afterwards, refa'enu, you daven for your refuas aguf. But in the Misha Berach, we're not davening for ourselves. We're davening for Yenin. We say, v'chol Misha oiskim b'tzar chitzibur v'amuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Scharim. We're davening for Yenin. First, you're supposed to daven for Yenim's gashmias, and then afterwards, you daven for Yenim's ruchnias. First, it's v'yosim and kol machle v'yirpa kol gufam, and only afterwards, it's v'yosim kol avoidim. So, Shmein Esrei, you're davening for yourself. When you're davening for yourself, first you have in mind your ruchnias, then your gashmias. And then, so kunti Yenim, Yenim's gashmias is not ruchnias. It's just the opposite. First you daven v'yosu mehem kol machla v'yirpul l'chol gufan, and then you daven v'yisach l'chol avoyna. So I say this in Shom v'shehev and Aliyah, he was someone who was oisim p'tzar chitzibur b'amuna, and he spent his whole life being Meshamesh Bekdusha and having in mind Yenim's, Gashmias, used to give chizik to people and help a lot of people, you know, a lot of Yerushalayim Yidim. We used to make a stop on my grandfather. He used to have in mind the Ruchnias as well. So he should have to be Zoicha, that his Neshama, his Ruchnias, should have an Aliyah.